Is that another box? It's either me or the toys. Or the toys.
Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us.
Toy collecting!
Transform! Mother, hush, bucket,
roll out!
Transform!
I'm Batman.
And roll out! Transform!
That's America's ass!
And roll out! Transform!
M-W-I-G-T-K-M, my wife
is going to kill.
Obi-Blan Kenobi.
Oh, wow, you are dumb.
All right, man's man, we'll see you on the flip-flop.
I tend to lash out to protect my loved ones.
Travis.
At least he's just giving it the old whoppity-dop-dop.
It just keeps growing.
Man, it's good stuff.
Oh, shoot.
Jeremy.
Don't encourage him.
I hope the cat pisses on you.
You're reading again, aren't you?
I like everything, so just tell me stuff.
Steve.
I'm being misrepresented here. You got no power over me, you harpy.
Did you put a period at the end of that statement?
M-W-I-G-T-K-M, my wife,
is going to kill me.
M-W-I-G-T-K-M, my wife,
is going to kill me.
Let the good times roll!
All right, everybody, welcome to episode 299.6. That's right, 0.6. We're still doing this. You love it because you love us because you obviously don't have a life. If you love us and you spend your time listening to this show, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you don't have much going for you.
You are a pathetic loser.
And neither do we.
Especially first-time watchers. I apologize, Vince.
I don't know who could convince him that this was a good idea. It was not. Because we are ugly.
Convince.
That was... I am your horse. I'm your horse.
Nay.
Horse lord.
There's dog. Upgraded from the
I
dog.
Am horse lord. Dog fucker.
I am your host, Lord Stephen Bisciotti. With me today is a slew of rabble.
Horseshoe.
Yeah. But we'll get the main guys out of the way. Jeremy DeWitt is here. How you doing, Jeremy?
Hi.
Travis Bowles is here. How you doing, Trav?
Alive.
Travis is alive. Pete McCarthy's here. What's going on, Pete?
Nothing. I remember when we didn't have so many guests and I actually got an ice water.
It's upstairs on the counter. Did I need to carry it down here for
you? You said they're downstairs.
I said his was.
Yeah,
sorry.
He loves me.
He literally said well, he was here. So.
Well, I'll let it sit up there and let the ice melt just out of spite.
Cody's in the booth.
Hello.
And for the show we brought, well, he was just here. But the old man is in the house. How you doing, Kyle?
Hanging in there, still alive.
We'd like to welcome a special guest who just didn't leave last night, Kyle Moore.
And someone else who didn't leave last night. I don't know if you've ever been on the show.
He doesn't even like the show.
You've been on the show? Or you were on Travis's little thing?
I think it was on... I don't remember what we did with it.
It was the three of us.
What? Travis doesn't remember?
Weird. Oh, was I not here? Maybe that's why I'm not remembering.
This is a mic you have to talk.
And last
this.
Time, yeah, I didn't lean into the mic enough. So.
Well, everybody, if you don't remember, I'll introduce you to Brian Nolan. It does sound like he should be a director or an actor or something, that name. It just sounds like you should be famous.
It's regal.
Brian Nolan.
So, what, half singer and half Christopher? Is that what we're thinking?
Possibly. Could be a mix-up. Could be a mix-up.
He wants to be
his, but his version of the Dark Knight is all sexual assault.
God damn it.
The darkest night is when somebody makes you listen to a masturbate.
And Brian's wife is on the floor.
She hasn't woken up yet.
So, I got up this morning and directly proceeded to bump my fucking head. I got to show you something, Cody. You're I sent you some pictures.
Wrong room for sympathy.
You know, people are always saying, oh, Courtney's a saint. How does she put up with you? You're an asshole. Meaning me.
They're not wrong, though.
I am an asshole. But.
They still will ask those
questions. Courtney comes.
This is hanging above his little reading cubby, isn't it?
No, no.
He naps it?
Kinda. But listen to this. She comes to me. I'm down painting heads.
Deep cut, man.
It's a deep cut for sure.
I'm down painting heads downstairs. She's like, I need you to hang a hook in the ceiling.
Oh, in the bedroom?
Yeah.
In the bedroom.
Oh, hell.
And in any other house, we're like, this is amazing.
Yeah. No, it's. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm busy right now, and I got colors all matched, mixed up, and everything. And by the time I'm done with this, they'll all be dried up, and I'll have to mix them again. But since this has to happen right now.
Did you have your fingernail all dolled up like Curtis?
I don't do that. Okay. It's not my thing. I use this stuff called paper towel.
Hi, finger. Hi.
Although I do love
painted
to see.
Painted thumbnail, you my only friend. Fucking Curtis. You know he does that so it goes in his butt better.
And I feel like, even though I think I've destroyed him mostly, I feel like real Steve is a tiny part of my heart still. And so I'm like, well, happy wife, happy life. I guess I'll go up there and hang this.
That's coronary artery disease.
And so you know, it could be that too. So I go up there not realizing what she's going to put there. I thought maybe she's going to hang something real tight to the ceiling or something, a little decoration. I don't know.
He was hoping it was going to be one of them sex chairs.
Instead.
That Travis and I brought up.
She hangs that. Now that is how I get to my bed. I have to walk around the bed. You see my CPAP? You see my CPAP there? That's how I got to get. I have to go to my side of the bed. Is that thing?
Is that a jug of piss on the ground?
It's a pee jug.
Yeah, I don't go
He's
to the bathroom.
He's that fat and that old. He has a pee jug now. I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm not getting up. Pee in the jug.
Stain smells like urine.
Yep.
What are those
That's
other things on your nightstand?
You got a pee jug.
Huh?
What are those other things on your nightstand?
He doesn't even dump
other
his
things
pee
on
jug.
My nightstand. Yeah, there's some books there.
Look at that. You see what's on his nightstand, Cody?
It doesn't matter. There's
those are
there. It's just a pee
books,
jug.
A no, those, that's his high school yearbook because he masturbates to his old wrestling photos before he goes to sleep.
So
every
is
night.
It a pee slash
you know,
cum jug?
You're not wrong. I've thought about it.
Steve, you magnificent bastard.
I was really so. Man, what a fall.
So what made her put that there, right there? Because the window?
Because she fucking hates her husband.
Because of the window. And she hates me, I guess. But I guess because of the light, every window now has a plant hanging in front of it. My daughter got into this plant thing. And I wish
Is
it was
my
pot.
Wallet on your nightstand?
I wish she was growing pot, I think. But she's not. She's just in. So
Your
my
daughter or Courtney?
My daughter. Okay. And now Courtney's just, they're plant crazy. And there's got to be a plant everywhere. So every time I close the blinds, they open the blinds. And like in the bathroom downstairs where I get out of the shower naked every morning with the lights on when it's dark outside so the neighbors can look right across the street into my window and see my little wiener. Now every morning I got to have the light. Now they, every time I close the blinds, they open the blinds so that the plants can get light. So I got to show off my pecker to everybody. Because sometimes I forget to close the blinds. I get out and I'm like, oh, geez. I look over. I see Rob. He's looking at my dick. Rob, you know. Y'all know Rob.
I know Rob.
Yeah.
What time do you shower?
About 6:30, 6:15 to 6:30. Dark outside.
You a long shower guy?
Okay. No, yeah. No. I barely touch everything.
All right.
Get in there, man.
Just let the water
shower. I get out dry.
I focus on the gross parts first, and then the rest I just kind of glaze over. Right. You know. So, yeah. That's my butt.
I cannot. I got to thinking about it the other day. I cannot believe that my calves don't like reek. Because I'm like, I'm not sure. I'm not sure I've ever washed my
calves.
Yeah,
my shins and calves are like.
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm.
Without
but
me, you can't
I get my
do
feet,
shit.
You know, I get my balls. Yeah. But everything in between, man, it's just kind of like, residual runs down.
I spend a lot of time on my balls. It's not even a sexual thing. Like, I just really want every wrinkle clean.
Right.
But I don't touch my legs. Right. What the fuck?
It does feel good to wash your balls.
Yeah,
I mean, not like sexually. It just feels good. It's like, man, they're like scratching.
Yeah, because they're always
scratching
fucking
the scrot.
Swampy.
Right.
Always. Yeah. Anytime they're not in the shower,
good
they're swampy.
Soapy washcloth feels so nice.
It's fucking like, oh. You and your washcloths, man. Grow up and use a bar of soap. Be fucking done with it.
Yeah. Get those pubes out.
Yeah.
Gotta exfoliate that skin a little.
You know, if you put a washcloth on a stick, you can reach your calves.
I'm not the one who said I didn't wash my calves.
He doesn't have enough soap for that surface area. You seen his calves?
I can reach my calves. I'm just like,
not today, tomorrow.
Yeah.
You need one of those
soap
dispensers.
Came down from my balls. Like, cover my calves.
So it just runs down.
You got swampy calves now.
Yeah, but like I wash clean balls after a point because I just keep sudsing up. So they can't be dirty the whole time I'm cleaning them. I mean, statistically.
Statistically speaking.
Some of you must be lying, because this room smells like shit.
I didn't wash this morning.
Nobody took a shower today.
Hell no.
It's swampy.
Did anyone take a shower today?
No, I took a shower before the party last night.
Fucking weirdo.
That's less than 24 hours.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But you slap.
I took a shower and then drove 3.5-4 hours to get here, so.
Oof. Just marinated in it on the ride. Mm, yeah.
And then he slept at my house.
Yeah.
Lame.
Lame.
And just slept because we were all looking in the window last night hoping. But
I guess
they're going to bed.
I'm sure these assholes are going to want to talk about it for some reason. But, you know, Travis had his annual Halloween party last night.
Who were you, Fred? Is that his name?
Fred.
Fred from Scooby-Doo.
Are you ready for this, bro?
Okay. Oh, you have pictures.
Shit, you got pictures.
Oh, God. Just to show off everyone's Halloween costumes, who was present here, let's make sure we reveal Steve's last, the best. So, Brian and Nicole here.
Oh, shit, that does actually look like the old man.
That's the characters from GILF.com.
That's disturbing. I don't know what exactly she's trying to do there with the dead baby. Is that a dead baby? Looks like a dead baby.
A zombie baby.
That was just a prop she picked up. That really wasn't part of her
costume. Yeah, that wasn't part of her costume.
Mm. Mm. It's a prop, Halloween props out there.
Oh, God.
Bitch never could bunt.
My hands are in the right place.
If you can't hit, you bunt, right?
Right. Yep.
I'm going to say I kind of like the wig look. I might try that more often.
Hey, it looks good.
You look like a guy from the 70s trying to convince me to have sex
when
on film.
Why couldn't Pete have the
he
mask
does.
On?
He does.
Did you put that on YouTube? You're going to get me fucking killed. Are you serious?
There's the costumes of the night right there.
Was that not supposed to be up there?
No, it was not supposed to be up there. That's as dumb as fucking smoking a cigar in here.
The one ring around Cody's neck there.
Cody, did you seriously put that on?
I'm going through Travis's photos that he
fuck,
sent me.
Fuck, man.
I fucking came as an adult.
Sorry, Peter.
Don't apologize to me, motherfucker.
Apologize to YouTube.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, we got video from downstairs. So.
No stories of debauchery and
no, I don't think so. Huh. I don't know.
We have a super chat from Praise White Jesus 13. Bunch of white guys sitting around talking about not washing themselves properly. Bet money this is how the bubonic plague started.
For sure.
God damn it.
Nah, it was a damn rats.
But it was a good time. Have fun.
The bubonic plague? Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Did we get to Steve's?
Yeah, he did mine.
Oh, okay.
He shot his load.
Went out of his way
This is Steve's.
To dress up.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
That's effort right there.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Lame.
Lame.
I'm just a little bit more mature than you guys.
Should have been kicked out.
Yeah, I'm still wearing. I threw the same clothes back on this morning.
Holy shit.
But I only got I only got a couple hours use out of them last night. I took a shower, put these clothes on, came to the party, left after an hour.
Slept in them?
No, I ripped. I threw them on the chair.
Filled the pee jug, splashed a little on it.
Not a pee jug. It's distilled water.
You know, could have brown just put a plant distilled in the corner. Water. You could have used that instead of the jug.
Brown.
Just pee in the pot plant.
That's a good point.
Not brown. So.
It was a good time.
Yep.
You made it past 10.
I did.
Travis's dance moves, pretty epic.
Pretty epic.
Well, I guess I said moves plural. Travis's dance move, pretty epic.
Where he flopped on the floor.
I just love to see. I love to see somebody having a good time. Like, I'm a dancer. I love to dance, and everybody knows that about me. I'm not a good dancer. I love to sing. I'm a terrible singer. I love to do those things. And in that moment, when you see somebody who's just living life to their fullest, David Hunt last night on the dance floor, fucking Bob Ross Bush over his genitalia. It was amazing.
Did Trav have his dancing shoes on?
What? I don't know what shoes he had on. What shoes did you have
on?
Barefoot.
You didn't put on your dancing shoes.
See, so. That type of shit. Where he's shaking his ass and going.
Oh, yeah, he's having fun. Hell yeah.
S&M Ken. Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Fucking brilliant.
Dave is hot.
Did you have fun at the party, Steve?
No.
There was people there, Trav. What do you think?
He sat outside. We had to check on him, make sure he was okay. He sat outside by the fire.
Yeah.
The whole night.
I thought the fire was nice. And
fire
then
was nice.
Everybody left the fire, and I'm like, fuck you. I like the fire more than those people.
That's why I light the fire.
And then I ran out of wood, and then I went home.
It's true. My bad. Somebody did come to me and say, Steve's looking for wood.
That was me. Yeah, sorry.
No problem.
I told him to chop a tree down.
I was out in the back. I opened the fence. I'm like, he's got to have a pile somewhere of wood. He can't just have a nice, you know, enough to get a good fire started and then let it die.
I was pretty close to what I had.
Yep. Pretty close.
So.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
That's the party. We got anything else we need to talk about? You went to a toy show, Travis, recently. How'd that go?
Chicago was wonderful. Ran into a lot of our Chicago friends. Show went really well. Kane County continues to be one of the best. This weekend is Grand Rapids Comic Con. Come on out and say hi if you're in the area. Followed by the big weekend next week, the following, which is Legion's Con.
Yeah, I'm. I guess probably the word's out on whether there'll be a show. Unless we get together on a weeknight to do something with the Swedes beforehand. We have done that in the past. We will see.
Are you not going to try to do anything first thing Sunday morning before you guys go to GR or no?
Well, not if Travis is there and I didn't know where you were going to be and I figured Jeremy would be going to the show. I don't know. We haven't really talked about it, so I didn't know. You know, maybe that's possible.
I don't think I'll be going.
What's that?
I don't think I'll be going.
At all?
No.
No?
No. I was gonna, but I think the kid's busy and like there's not enough draw there for any. I mean, well, this guy.
Oh, but, totally good. Yeah.
I don't know. Like there's the SpongeBob guy. Don't give a fuck.
Which one?
The
guy
voice.
From Coach? Because I'd go meet him.
No, right? Yeah. If it was him, it'd be different. But no, it's the guy. The other one. Kenny.
The one that does
Kenny?
Actual SpongeBob?
Kenny. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Voice.
And, I think SpongeBob is one of the most annoying things in the whole history of the fucking world.
I think it's fucking genius.
Could very well be genius.
SpongeBob is genius.
But it's still fucking annoying as shit.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying.
It's so dumb, it has to be smart.
I've never watched a single episode.
They're under the water and they go to the beach. Explain that to me. That shit makes me laugh. They have campfires under the ocean.
It's true.
Nothing makes fucking sense in it, and it's just the whole. If you really look at it, you're like, "This is the stupid." Who had to disassociate their brain from the laws of the world enough to create this stupid world?
The worst part is that Mr. Krabs says spatula.
Spatula?
Yeah, he doesn't say spatula. He says spatula.
So you're okay with a talking starfish, a talking sponge, a squirrel in a astronaut suit underneath the water, but as soon as they light a fire on the beach underwater, that's your line.
That's not my line. I said it was genius. in that world, I think it's hilarious. It makes me laugh when I see that stuff. Okay. If you were trying to do that in a Deadpool movie, I'd be like, those birds shouldn't be on that wire because there's fucking too many fucking gunshots going off and it would scare them away.
We didn't get a super chat, but Tomas says, I bet the Swedes would be down to join in any kind of show if possible.
How about a donkey show?
Wow. That's where you're fucking... That's
the horse lord speaks. Thing you went to.
In Mexico recently, were you?
The horse lord.
I tell you what, I can't wait for Legion's Con. I can't wait for our show, but I'm telling you right now, no fucking screwing around in that audience, all right? I don't want any fucking stupid animatronic dogs or whatever else you're going to come up with. I don't want any silly business.
I can't wait to see the size of that horse they bring.
We're there to perform. We're there to do our job. Don't fuck with me, all right?
I don't even know what I'm doing yet.
Did we miss the super chat from Praise White Jesus 13?
No, I believe I read it.
Oh, you did?
I read it.
What the fuck was I doing?
Just thinking about yourself.
Oh, I was probably texting Cody to tell him to unfuck that before I get my fucking dick cut off. So, sorry, I missed it. Well, thanks, Praise White
What's
Jesus.
What's the big deal? What happened? It's such a big deal.
I'm certainly sorry, Peter.
No, it's honest mistake. So, I just need to get it gone.
All right. I guess. Moving on.
It's toy news time, I guess.
I guess it's toy news time.
Andre's in the gym right now trying to put up 405 on the bench, hit a PR. So fucking good vibes to him. And I want to see pictures of his muscles rippling when it's done.
PowerCon's got remaining stock of PowerCon exclusives going on sale.
How about capes? They early capes this on week. Sale? Or?
What's that?
Capes they are on going sale? On sale?
Yeah, early this week sometime. It was supposed to go up on Friday night, but
yeah, something
happened. Crashed.
So you guys didn't send me anything, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Curtis says, LOL, Jeremy, I love your spatula video. Your laughter in that gets me every time. My fucking crap. I did do it. I had a dream, and I was hearing that fucking, I was hearing Mr. Yeah. Krabs fucking just going, spatula, spatula. And I fucking woke up, I'm like, ah! Yeah, and then I just made a stupid video. Yeah,
we'll start with that.
Yeah, for sure.
It was very anticlimactic ending. I was just, you know, trying to tell this story. Sorry, I shut up.
Why are you still trailing off, man?
Why?
Finish with crying.
I don't know if you're
There's
talking.
There's a lot of silence going on.
I didn't know.
I got nervous.
You sent me mixed signals. You sent me mixed signals. I didn't know whether I should interrupt.
Yes, please. I beg of you.
Be a lifeline.
Don't Drowning let me finish here, this.
I'm like, he kind of sounds like he needs help, but he also still talking, and I don't really want to.
All right. Shit. So we have this.
We have this. We have the Vamp offered by Hasbro Pulse with driver clutch. Awesome.
One of the greatest vehicles of all time. Across any line.
I mean, it's a little truck. You can play with a little truck and you can put a guy in it. Come on. As a kid, it was the best. And there's something about... I'm just going to go out on a limb on it. I don't know how they did it. There's something about the shape of the Vamp that's just badass. It looks like a fucking badass truck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a Jeep. It's not a this. It's not a that. And then, you know, when somebody else tries to do something similar, I'm not picking on it. But like Valiverse's truck that he came out with and everything, it's all cool. And it's probably a little bit more realistic than the Vamp. It ain't as cool as the Vamp. Nothing's as cool as the Vamp. It's got a V10 engine. I know that from the freaking blueprints. It's fucking cool. Clutch is one of my favorite characters. He still calls chicks. He's a chauvinistic asshole. He's my spirit Joe. He should be my favorite guy. Rock and roll is my favorite guy, but he's definitely one of my favorite guys. So read his file card. It's all there. He's always hitting on Scarlet in the freaking comics, and she's always like, she doesn't like him, but you know she really likes him, and the parts where between the pages where they don't show, you know, she's probably taking it from him.
Larry Hama
is
definitely your hero, isn't he?
Who's that?
Larry Hama.
Larry Hama? Well, it was the 80s. You could do cool shit back then. Now you'd have to be like, we can't do that. This is chauvinism. Toxic masculinity.
How does bio card read now?
His bio card would be like, oh, he's so sensitive towards the needs of his female companions. Who are actually better than him. The girl bosses are actually running things. Clutch always follows orders. That's how I read today. But back then, he was a boss. And when I see that guy, not a girl boss, a boy boss.
Horse Lord Boy Boss.
Battle Versus is a little bit more expensive.
Is it?
Yeah.
We're doing $100 on the vamp, right?
Yep. With a figure.
With a figure.
Because the end of this announcement ends with, who does a 1/12 scale vehicle that's 20 inches long for less than $200? Valiverse does. And then Hasbro's like, hold my beer. We're going to do it for half that and add a figure.
Now, I'm guessing that Valiverse is much bigger. Isn't that thing like a four-door?
It is. Well, it's 20 inches. I don't think the vamp's 20 inches.
No, it's huge. No. It's a huge vehicle.
No, I mean, I'm not... I'm not really. I mean, this is cheaper.
I'm not speaking against Valiverse. I don't have time to have another conversation with him about it. I'm just bringing up that's you had brought up. I'd never seen it before.
Like the little additions of the lights on the top and the blue and that. I mean, you know, I just
badass.
It's really cool. And
can I switch places with you?
Oh no,
Kyle, thoughts?
They're not good today.
Use a mic.
I bought two of them right away. It's still available. You can get it on Pulse. And I really like it. I was very surprised when it showed up on my feed, so very happy about it. A little leery. I wait to see it in hand. The only reason why I say that is because when they did the Land Speeder and Luke for Black Series, the Land Speeder is not much bigger than the original.
Jesus Christ, Steve.
Steve keeps looking at me and pointing at my equipment, and I'm like, it's not me, Steve.
Because I didn't touch my phone, and it started playing.
Is this when you listen to trap music?
I don't know where... What is trap music?
I don't know. Where do we go? We're going to pick up our hoe.
Keep going.
I'm looking forward to it. There we go.
Good. I'm glad we waited for that.
I love the clevises on the front hanging there. Those yellow clevises.
Little D-shackles.
Yeah. It reminds me of the old Jeepin' days.
I never had Jeepin' days, but I knew a guy that had a Jeep, so I'm an expert.
Brian, are you buying these? Are you buying Joe's for you?
The ones I like this, yeah.
This is, I don't know how you
do it. Are the tires rubber or plastic?
No, it even looks like they articulate a little bit.
I'm sure they're plastic. But like they
actually, that's another thing. Valis actually has rubber tires on it.
The dashboard's all.
Yeah. Just for the detail.
Yeah, he's got a big old fat tattoo on his arm.
It's beautiful.
It is. The Joe team is killing it at Hasbro. The Star Wars team needs to walk across the hall, knock on a door, and ask for somebody's help.
Yeah. Look at that. He's fucking...
Oh, we got a super chat from Curtis Ackerman. Did you guys read that?
Yep.
That was me making fun of myself, just so you guys know if you got that or not.
So I haven't ordered it yet, but I am super...
Trav, how many you got?
I don't have a Pulse account. 5-0 right now.
His finger's not on the pulse.
Yeah.
Kyle says you don't need one.
You can order it.
Oh, you can.
You just have to pay the shipping.
Oh,
if you have if you have an account, then you get free shipping. Right. But it's available.
What is the account nowadays? Price wise,
$50 for the year.
Fuck.
What do you mean fuck? You buy two things, you get that money
because you get
shipping.
The shipping,
and you get. First crack at it. Like, yeah. I got it, you know, sometimes it's a day, sometimes it's, you know, a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to be. You can go in and get them now. And there doesn't appear to be a limit. Like, usually they limit that.
Yeah.
You know, two. But.
Yeah, that Mace window sold out right away. And if you have your account, you can get those ordered first.
Yeah.
Once it went live.
So you can get the vamp and you can order four of them if you want, 10 of them if you want.
All right.
Is it saying when?
12. 19.
When what?
When it's going to be.
We're going to order 26.
Have they set a
34 and a half.
142. I don't know. I didn't catch it on the video. So
from the original file card, I just got to read this because this is so great. Larry Hama does rule. He greases his hair with motor oil, rarely shaves, and chews on the same toothpick for months. Clutch still calls women chicks.
Oh, nice.
Jesus. The best. All right, moving on, I guess. We got some Star Killer.
This is a good one right here.
Actually, Trav, May 1st, it looks like it's the approximate date for that.
All right,
it's a long ways out.
See, you'll have them for Detroit Motor Con, Motor City in the spring.
Isn't there a free shipping at a certain price for a non-premium account on Hasbro 2?
I don't know because I have the account, so I...
Okay.
Yeah.
Weird flex.
I don't know. I've got the account,
so...
I don't pay attention.
I can't answer those questions.
I don't pay attention to peons who don't have that shit.
My account is in good standing.
Those of you
I spend $50 a year for the account for all the Star Wars figures.
Actually,
I
spend $100 a year because I signed Kathy up so I could get all the exclusives when they come in.
Dabs too. Is that a different head than that 3-pack thing they just created? It looks much better to me for some reason.
I didn't buy the three pack because I was waiting for this.
Pictures.
It does look like there's probably a little bit different paint sculpt. I'm sure they did. Otherwise, they're just going to continue to piss people off by offering a 3-pack for $110 and then offering the figure 2 weeks later.
For $20, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
$25, $27.
You got to explain what we're looking at.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, that's Starkiller. Black Series Starkiller.
Starkiller character from Force Unleashed video game that happened a long time ago. Sam Witwer was the motion capture and voice for the character. The same guy who voiced people like Darth Maul in the Clone Wars, and he did a little Emperor Palpatine at times. Star Wars geek. Actually, one of the better Star Wars minds. If you listen to him talk about Star Wars, he really knows his shit. I'm sure he hates The Last Jedi. I don't know, but I'm pretty positive he does. So, that was a great... I played Force Unleashed, Force Unleashed 2. Both great games. If they just take the cutscenes from that and put them on TV, it'd be better than Ahsoka.
Wow.
You know what? You know what? We're going to have to do this off air.
What about the fact that Hasbro did do that? They just put this guy out in a 3-pack.
This is the problem that everybody has with the Star Wars team. They just keep doing the same garbage. And this is coming from a Star Wars fan. And it's just, I mean, look.
Do they have a choice?
Yeah. Sure they have a choice. They're the same people that make the decisions for Marvel. They're the same people that make decisions for
What are they going to put out? What should they put out? Here's the question. Yeah, I'm just curious. I want to know what you'd say.
In my opinion, this is like the ninth Darth Vader, the picture you've seen on the screen here. Like the ninth Darth Vader.
Yep.
I mean, it's not like he changed.
Should they give us?
He changed colors, you know, a green outfit and a brown outfit.
Yeah, at least every Skeletor I get looks different.
Yeah, okay.
To you.
Yeah.
Looks different to you.
What is your articulation better?
He's into it. It's got a whole head under there. The head's split open. It's got detail. I love this figure.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure there's people that are happy to have 9 Darth Vaders on a shelf.
I'll take 10.
But you know what I'd really like?
You
gotta
keep having a Vader on the shelf, though. You do.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm with you. I understand what you're saying.
I would like one original trilogy.
Who are they going to give us, though? They're going to give us Kylo Ren? No one gives a shit.
No,
they're going to give us Snoke?
Vader self.
No, none of those.
We need Snaggletooth. We need... you know, we need cantina aliens. We need droids.
Those will come.
When? The thing is, Brian, those will come.
No, we're as old as you.
Those will come. Yeah, fucker.
but going back, well, I have the thought. You say they don't listen, but how do we know that 3-pack, people bitch, they wanted Starkiller in a single pack because it's too expensive. How do you know they did just pivot and go, you know what, let's throw this in there and make them happy?
Brian, don't want to be a dick. Got to get up on that money.
No, because they don't do that.
You see, like, I'm kissing, I'm making out with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... They don't do that,
Brian, because they know... Well in advance.
Yeah.
What they're gonna do.
Possibly.
And Star Wars team specifically will do this. Well, they'll release a 3-pack or a 4-pack or whatever, and then they'll say it's exclusive, and then boom, they'll follow up with individual figures.
Brian, this is that moment where you've stepped on it, you've heard the click, and you're trying to figure out how to get your foot off of the landmine without exploding.
Yeah. I opened it. I'm seeing what happened here.
Yep. I happen to know that these teams do all of this well in advance, Brian.
I was just saying,
I'm telling you right now.
I have got two, count them, two HasLab accounts. I fucking know.
That's right. Don't you forget.
And I only need one Vader.
Yeah. I do.
I'm a big Vader fan. I'll take
it. Great example. You guys are both right, okay? And I just shared this publicly the other day because it irritates me. Small town shit, right? Okay? Everybody's upset. The road's fucking terrible. The road's shit. And then they fix the road. And then all those same people are like, it's fucking construction. Is this ever going to be done? This is bullshit. And then they get done with it. They're like, people are driving too fast because the road's smooth. Like, that's what we have right here. You know what I mean?
Accurate.
So
what they
Accurate.
Need is a 50-year-old guy. They need a 50-year-old guy in flip-flops and a t-shirt helping them out. They don't need whatever they got going on now. They're doing it right with G.I. Joe. They're doing it right with Marvel.
In your opinion?
Yeah, in my opinion as somebody who
And we respect
knows.
Your opinion, but that doesn't mean it's right.
I don't hear a whole lot of bitching about the G.I. Joe line. That's true. I hear pretty much everybody saying, yeah, this is fucking great. So
Star Wars fans have always been the worst fans.
Yeah. So G.I. Joe fans. So. They're cheap and they're assholes.
They're almost as bad as He-Man. And that's just a shot at you. So
I think He-Man fans are the nicest people.
Nobody nobody gets this fired up about dice. You guys are in the wrong collecting hobbies. So
I guess every fandom.
I respect your sharp edge. You know what I mean?
What is the worst fandom? What is it?
Hot Wheels.
You're personally,
Hot Wheels. Those guys are assholes.
Those 8-year-olds.
I don't know any Hot Wheels guys.
Oh yeah, I know some Hot Wheels guys.
But man, those you see them set out on their table with their pricing. They think they fucking mining gold up in that motherfucker.
Red line on it.
Holy shit! Gold.
Yeah,
they might be. Well, there's just not people giving up.
It's the same cars on their table every show. I see them out, but
not thousands. But I got
Trav. What do you think? Who's the worst?
You know, I think it feels like it is Star Wars fans, but there's just so many more. You know, so the more people you get in a group, obviously the.
You think it could be just a numbers game?
Yeah, you start to think about it. I mean, you're talking like
50 years of fame.
Yeah, Star Wars is generational. It's grandpa, it's son, his son. I mean,
I think Star Wars fans have like the most sense of entitlement as to how they should have done things to make them happy.
Damn
well,
right.
This we should have seen these two people fight because that's what I deserved. As if that one person in the whole fucking
Steve's
ether,
wrong. But yeah,
you know,
damn right.
I'm wrong. What did I say that's wrong?
Oh, Pete made a comment about wanting to see two people fight.
Oh.
We're talking Last Jedi again. Let's move on.
I wasn't. I was talking about two people in general.
I'd rather see him pretend to fight and then die from it. Oh, God. I pretended too hard.
You know what, Steve? You know what, Steve? I don't have...
I pretended too hard. Now I gotta die.
I don't have the time, the patience, or the crayons to explain this to you.
No, seriously. Old man Kyle does not have the time. Any day.
He's got to,
you know what I mean?
He's got to appreciate every moment. He's trying to smell the flowers.
I'm going to feel really bad if you die soon.
Look at the flowers, Kyle.
Me too. Look at the flowers. Oh, God.
Nice.
All right. What else we got?
Vince chimed in here and said, I just ordered the Vamp. I'm not a member. Yes, free shipping.
Nice!
Right. Good job.
Stick that in your ass, Kyle. How special do you feel now?
Hey, it's okay with me.
Oh, my God. They're giving the peons free shipping? Crazy.
You're going to call on Kathy. Cancel.
Going to get an account for each one of his kids. So he's got four accounts.
Seriously. I've never seen the free shipping on that.
I'm glad. That's one less thing for people to complain about. I'm glad they got it. But I guarantee if you order a $27.99 figure.
Yeah.
And you're not a member, you're going to pay for shipping. Not that that matters. What is that? Another Mando?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we need that other Mando because this one has a different piece of Beskar armor on his left shoulder.
One. It's the mining one or the Mines of Mandalore maybe or something like that.
Has he got the darksaber there?
Yeah.
That's stupid. He had the darksaber.
I think it's based on when he fights.
He couldn't even fucking hold it.
Because he didn't believe.
Oh, yeah, that was
too
lame.
Late. I'm going to die of thirst and blame you.
I can't hold the darksaber. Here, Bill, you do it for me. Okay, I can swing this around like a motherfucker.
I got to learn to keep my hand.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Oh, do you think
Jiggly? That's good?
I think that's good. It's not a Mandalorian. It's not a Darth Vader. It's not a Stormtrooper.
We're looking at an R4 unit? Is that an R4?
It's an R4 unit, yeah.
Yeah, R4 unit.
Read it from here.
Oh.
That's from The Mandalorian, I believe, too.
Oh, yeah, I remember that thing. Yeah. So anyways,
is that from the current season of Mando?
The
droid that the woman...
Is
that Greefs? The one, the one the woman gives him?
So you love the figures that no one fucking remembers.
But he gets the replacement.
I love them because they're different.
So. Yeah. He wants unique.
And that's the larger size.
I think that might be the new scale.
We want more droids. Give us more droids. I want a bunch of the same exact things painted differently. Can I get that or not?
I agree with Kyle.
I can't, bitch. I'm He-Man in it.
Not everybody paints and that stuff. So no, I think it looks great.
I agree with Kyle.
If I was a Star Wars collector, I could see having like just droid shelves.
I do.
Every single damn droid out there. I think they're neat as shit.
Yep.
You know? I mean, I'm not. I don't think we're so
neat.
Oh, no,
another Paz Vizsla.
Yeah, this one. This,
this is the shit I'm talking about.
Is that the heavy Mando?
Is that the heavy Mando?
Yes.
Got the mural.
Did you just say that? This is the fourth version of this figure.
Yeah, the original. The original.
The guy.
The credit one. This one. And the one that was exclusive with.
You realize. I think the guy that voices him, doesn't he like kind of write the entire show?
Yeah, Favreau.
Right. So. Okay, let him have a fourth figure.
I get it. The character has died, spoiler alert. But
what do you mean he's
fourth...
died? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Yeah. Who does that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's been a year.
Fucking asshole.
So this
been
is
a
the
year?
Fourth,
what are you talking about?
The fourth version of this figure, but we don't have original... We don't have anything... We're still waiting on creatures and aliens and stuff from Star Wars.
Do you want to push
money coming
Cody.
In?
Anything, just put anything but Star Wars up there.
Repack.
I don't know when this ends.
I know, right there. That's sold out. That's on Pulse.
Yeah,
that is sold out.
What He-Man news is there?
You don't like
none.
That?
None. There's no He-Man news because there's been nothing new in He-Man since 87.
Because the price point is lower. It's the $45 price point as opposed to what they've been, you know,
gotcha.
Doing on them. And that trooper is the first... version of that trooper, so I'm going to wait until the trooper gets released single carded because I have that Mace Windu.
That position there, it just looks like a kid in a fucking
Halloween just bitch about how he's going to release him singularly?
I'm doing my duty.
That's what he's waiting for this time?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to wait because I know they're going to do it. If they weren't going to do it, I would have bought the two-pack.
Are they trying to tell us here that Mace Windu had purple troopers? In his army or something?
Pretty much.
Purple lightsaber, purple...
His troopers were,
112th? No, what were they?
I think they were... They might have been 112th.
Mace Windu was really hung up on color. Like, I like this purple lightsaber. Everything got to be purple.
What?
Hey, that's...
Did he say it like
that? He literally did.
Not bad at all.
I can't do...
He did say it.
Sam Jackson. I should have said motherfucker.
There you go. Exactly. Throw an MF-er in everybody.
This is just what I think a black person sounds like.
Yeah, this is...
Jesus Christ.
I'm not racist, but...
Woo! That's the end.
Yeah.
All right.
The show will be canceled.
Mm. Oh, it will be eventually.
There was a couple Marvel figures.
When am I going to get a good Maz Kanata?
There was actually
with the goddess.
Star Wars.
We got some Maz Kanatas.
Anakin.
He can't see where you point.
Sorry.
We all do it. It's fucking stupid.
I don't know what the Spider-Man is, but I thought it was different.
This is Fonzie Spider-Man.
Yeah. Okay. Hey.
Hey.
He comes with the hands. With
but
the
every
up.
But every time he says "Hey," he inadvertently squirts you in the face with fucking web.
I dig this figure.
Sorry,
this figure looks
that.
Fucking sweet.
Actually,
I like it.
It's different.
What is it? Pop collar Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys get your new high school douche Spider-Man?
Class of 89 Spider-Man.
Fist bump.
And that's a high cut.
I just gave that kid a swirly fist bump.
He's got like a leather jacket on.
Leather pants.
No, really,
yards.
What the fuck is this Spider-Man?
I've seen pictures of this.
Freddie Mercury Spider-Man.
Toby in the future, like after his, MJ's been killed, and he's just a, like, cold-blooded...
He's like,
so you wear leather to show that.
Is that what he was talking about?
I actually have no idea.
Hey, Spider-Man, what you going to wear? Well, it's after midnight. Something bouncing about to do the door.
Was that what he was talking about?
You
Spider-Man
try to
3?
Scream.
When he said, I stopped pulling my punches.
Well, Rhino takes the sound before you make it.
And you said you couldn't sing.
I can't sing.
I wish you'd stop.
What the
hell
is that?
I thought this looked, it's the jack-o'-lantern.
It's Pumpkinhead.
Right? Different version of it, their own?
Jack-o'-lantern, yep.
Pumpkin bombs?
This shit is such trash.
Really? You don't like, just don't do anything for
so is this just is this like just a new head on Green Goblin? Is that what this
pretty
is?
Pretty much.
And they call him what?
I think it's Jack-o'-lantern.
I think it's a future version of Jack-o'-lantern or something.
I'm pretty sure I had one of those toys that he's standing on when I was a kid.
Those pumpkin bombs do look
the
pretty fucking.
Oh, yeah, Pokeball.
He's got a Pokeball.
Yeah, it looks like it looks like the planet Saturn that you pounced on.
Yeah. Breaking ankles all day long.
Could you actually do anything with the Pokeball?
I was good at it.
Really?
I could see Steve pumping the shit out of one.
No, I didn't break it, but I fucking sprained it. That's for sure.
I got really good at it. Yeah, but I had strong, you know, thigh extractor.
If you had your thighs on that ball, you were doing it wrong.
No, but you got to squeeze your legs together hard enough to bring the ball with you up when you jump. You have to go up, and you got to keep your feet, that inward pressure on the top ball so you can keep it with you and keep bouncing, man.
Oh my God. What the hell?
The Horse Lord Pogo Ball Master.
He was the best on the street.
I was pretty damn good. I mean, I went up, I went down.
I went up, I went down. That's like how it works, man.
Boom, boom, boom.
Fuck yeah, bro.
What's up next? Jim,
it's a great way to travel.
re-release. Got, and yeah, it looks beautiful, but they've dropped the same thing. This figure's been out, though, like 3 or 4 times.
Well, they did them on the retro.
Sometimes I need a hood, but my arms get sweaty.
It was metallic, I think, so now they're putting them back to the original.
How's a little chilly?
It's sharp.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But I want my arms to be so free.
But I might have to pull my hood up. What if it rains?
I like long sleeves with long sleeves, okay?
That's a 90s. That's a 90s costume design for sure.
Mm. Yep.
Scarlet Spider.
The clone? Okay. He's a clone, right?
Yeah. He wasn't a clone. Yeah,
that whole story was convoluted.
He actually might have been the original. It's weird. It's super weird.
Oh, what's that? Is that the vamp?
Yeah. Looking back.
It's been retconned a few dozen times.
Let's look at that.
Ooh, oh, look at that. What is this? What is this?
He-Man basic harness for all you guys to go with your GIMP masks.
Wow. This is from RBL3D, which I believe stands for Rebel. They're doing a MOTU Origins basic harness with 6 different badges. You can have Vintage, Filmation, Revelation, He-Keldor/He-Skeletor, Snakeman, and Evil Horde emblems on
this. So is this like a unlicensed thing, or
That would be my guess.
Huh.
But, so, what's
oh,
up?
Oh, it's not for a person. I thought it was like a costume size.
No, for Origins.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Okay.
So yeah, that's it.
Interesting.
Awesome. Oh, non-commercial use, guys. You cannot use this in a commercial.
So wait, what's up with his feet there? He's got toes hanging out.
What the fuck? Does he have sandals on?
What
the fuck is that?
Yeah, I didn't click the link, but I'm interested now. The harness didn't get
That's
me,
a special mail away that nobody's ever heard Jesus. Of.
The toes he's hanging
both
out.
Both the figures. Oh, it's the same figure with different harnesses.
Yeah.
Be careful with that Iron Cross.
Huh.
Huh. Indeed. Huh. Oh. Lots of huh's. Looks like there's a custom head on that guy.
Holy shit.
That looks like a custom head of the guy that tells Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse that he used to fuck guys like him in prison. I don't remember his name, but y'all know who I'm talking about.
Talking the karate guy he fights?
Yeah. On the lakeshore?
That's the toughest thing. Movie. That's such a tough thing to say.
You know, that was the guy from, he ended up playing in Armageddon.
The pilot.
One of the pilots.
Yeah.
Oh, no
shit. The brush cut pilot.
Yeah.
That goes through the, gets sucked out and smashed on the other one. Yep.
Damn.
So there you go.
Rebel That's 3D. What I
was. Armageddon awesome. Made me love
RBL 3D. Check that shit out. And watch Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
And Armageddon.
Roadhouse. And just fucking roundhouse people in the face.
Roadhouse was my first porn.
Roadhouse is pretty good.
When he banged that nurse, man.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
The worst part about that movie is they're dancing in the diner that Sam Elliott doesn't just put her over that table and take a run at her right there in front of Swayze's cut.
I like
ass.
To think he did.
Seems like in my mind he did.
Well, they're finally getting the Wonder Woman figure they've been bitching about for a long time.
Looks like we got a NECA.
Hold on, Jeremy.
What you did?
1-6 shooter. We were talking about that Scarlet Spider-Man. Says arm sweaty Aunt May's spaghetti. Looks calm and ready to dodge pumpkin bombs, but he keeps. All right.
Anyone can talk about it.
I have no idea what this is.
This is a
zombie Dracula.
Universal Monster stuff doesn't do anything for me.
What? Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, I don't know. I enjoyed it. But it doesn't do anything for me.
Well, this one glows in the dark, so...
Is that Bela Lugosi? It doesn't really look like
Lugosi, that's something different.
Just based on...
It almost looks like a 4-inch scale figure.
I don't think... Does NECA do 4-inch?
Oh, but it glows.
Jeremy, do you know anything about it?
How do I know? I just pulled it up on the foosh. I didn't do any... I took a shit this morning and just looked at Facebook.
All right. Okay. So
there you go. There you go. It's their regular sized figure, but they just they have this version where they go in the dark.
And that's Bela Lugosi on the picture.
It is. It's supposed to be him.
Cody's like, I just try to give him content and they suck.
He's just fucking shit the bed all over.
Hey, can somebody speak about this, please?
We got the creature from the Black Lagoon, Leonardo, here.
Oh, God.
Look at them big old DFLs.
What? What? Yeah. What's bad?
All the show is just you guys shitting on toys.
Vagina mouth, Leo.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Vagina mouth, Leo.
I want to see that box turn sideways.
Oh. Nope, nobody likes this. Not at all.
I think it's rad.
Yeah, I didn't buy any of them, so. It's pretty cool, though.
Look at that. He even comes with a real turtle. Looks good.
Is this the first time they've done Leonardo?
Or
did they do Leonardo as
well? No, they did Leo as like the hunchback.
Okay.
But, yep, now
they've done the mummy, the hunchback.
The Invisible Man.
Van Helsing.
Van Helsing.
Okay.
Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
I missed those ones, yep.
Is this NECA 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's based on the
it's NECA 1.
Movie turtles in these Universal monster forms.
The design is amazing.
I mean, it's not glow in the dark Dracula, but it's cool.
No.
Sorry.
Should have finished the show with that.
That's beautiful.
It looks pretty cool.
The accessories they put on these things are always awesome.
Don't know why anybody would want it, but it looks cool.
Well.
Yeah, I'm saving my money for the next re-release of the Mezco Popeye.
Rascal.
You're just upset because your paper clips didn't go through.
Oh my gosh, guys, we don't talk about
the Wonder Woman.
What the hell?
What the hell's wrong? Come on,
This
be DC.
I will say that Lobo is amazing.
This Wonder Woman looks good.
Except for
people can quit bitching about it.
Is that fucking knee?
Yeah, what's wrong with their knee?
What's worse? It's not even a vagina knee.
Well, it's not a vagina knee.
What about this is what people were asking for? What?
They've been bitching about getting a Wonder Woman since they started the line.
Just a Wonder Woman?
The
classic looking.
Oh, okay.
It's like they'll get
the classic.
The suffocator thighs.
You guys talking about Star Wars fans. DC fans are these.
Maybe it's the lighting.
Maybe they'll fix it before the
we're all bad.
Yeah. It's really what you pay attention to.
It's not a vagina. Because,
man, they just will not. And then once they get it, they bitch that they don't have the next one.
Sounds like Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
The Lobo, the guy, the black and white guy there, yeah.
This is an Amazon exclusive.
And what is it, $70, was it?
I think it's $80.
Yeah.
Not bad either.
I thought it was a good... I was waiting for it to be over 100.
Goes with Mythic Legends, I suppose.
With the dog,
anybody here?
Different heads.
Anybody here a Lobo fan?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah,
like don't Lobo. Even know who Lobo is.
It's cool.
I like him.
You're a bastitch.
I got one.
I mean, I didn't read full series or anything like that, but I was always a fan of Lobo.
Yeah, I know nothing about him.
He was always edgy. There was always lots of violence. And an occasional half of a nipple, which was fun.
Really?
That's what sucked me in. I went, oh, look, there's a half a nipple.
He looks like he belongs in Little Monsters.
No, it wasn't Lobo. It was some fat chick.
Remember that movie, Jeremy?
What?
Remember the movie Little Monsters?
Yeah.
With
Howie Mandel?
Yeah, it looks like he belongs in that.
Yeah, he could fit in there. Yeah.
He's been around 30 years.
It's the guy that got kicked. It's the original guitarist for the Misfits that got kicked out, and they just couldn't figure out what else to do with his life.
Come on, superhero. I mean, that's when I remember seeing him. He could have been around a little earlier.
Man.
21 inches and or 53 centimeters.
It is still available on Amazon, $70, and they've already pushed the date from December to January.
Hmm. It's because nobody ordered it. It's because Todd needs
it. I just want the figure. I don't care about his.
It's because Todd needs more time to put some sex in it.
His accessories. I forget
the
dog.
Splash them in.
What is? Is this?
It's got to be Mayfax
or 112. One of those.
Oh, The Rock.
Did everybody see this?
Snow.
I
wish he
came. I started to watch it.
I can't do it.
No, I probably could. But I just didn't.
I honestly didn't finish it. I didn't think it was bad, to be honest.
I liked it a lot. Not a lot. I liked it.
Yeah,
for sure.
It was definitely.
Pete, did you watch it?
Better than some other
ones. I did not.
Wish he had an Oprah figure with him.
Oh,
jeez.
Yeah, that was kind of a misstep there.
They got him to
the
eyebrow.
Yeah, they did the eyebrow thing. Yeah.
That looks like shit.
But yeah. I don't think.
Like,
sorry,
those
faces
looks like
don't
him
look
as
good.
RoboCop.
Yeah. That looks like shit.
Honestly, I think the McFarlane faces look better.
That doesn't look like The Rock, really.
His head's not big enough. Supposed to be him? Yeah, but yeah, it looks like he's...
It's not... Yeah, the proportions are off. Yeah.
Looks more like Yul Brynner and nobody knows who
I'm
talking about.
Oh, shit, your mouth. So it shall be written. So it shall
be done. Who the fuck's Yul Brynner?
Yeah. A little bit of Ten Commandments there. Yeah, look there at you.
Yeah, Easter classic.
Westworld.
Oh, yeah, the original. I didn't see that, though. It was a couple years ago.
Breakdancing Daredevil.
Look at him, and he's... Showing a little package down there.
Yeah, it looks like he's doing the Thriller dance instead of...
Yeah, now he's just, look at my package.
Look at me, shaking my maracas.
What's with the creepy bend over?
There must not be a budget.
Look a little, yeah, you know, a little, I'm hunched over.
Trying to suck my own dick.
There can't be a budget for Toy Fools.
They talk about, you guys bring up Yul Brynner, look at me like I'm an asshole that I don't know who he is, and he died the fucking year I was born.
I thought you were kidding, yeah, but he's been in so many huge movies. Magnificent Seven.
Who's
Yul Brynner? How many huge movies could he have been in if he was dead before I was born?
Ten Commandments with freaking Charlton Heston is one of the biggest budget movies ever made for its time.
His voice.
I used to watch it every Easter.
Yeah,
he had a voice still.
He's Moses' brother.
Yeah,
the Pharaoh.
So I've never seen that movie.
No,
so
you've never.
It's a good movie,
sir.
The King and I, right? That's him too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I caught that on Broadway when I was four.
Yeah, you were just
5 years after he died.
It's not your. I guess it is. Your fault that all you cared about was current stuff and you never wanted to know
what
I
was thinking when I saw it. You just fucking derailed this episode.
What's wrong? Move on.
Let's move on.
I don't know.
We can rant about Star Wars for 87 minutes by a guy who's not even on the fucking staff of the show, but I've got something to say and I get cut off. Yeah, that's fine. Do your thing. Yeah, that's
what do you got to say? What do you got to
say? Nothing. I don't want to talk about it.
We're here for you, Pete.
Nope. I'm going to wait till we get into something else and I'm going to jump back because I'm going to be like, ah, look what I found.
All right.
I'm going to ruin somebody else's day.
We don't have anything else.
We're done.
All right. Moving on to Toy Drama. I just sent you a little graph, Cody. If you pull up when you get your chance, no big deal. Giant Man did fund. Of course, there was some weird people believing that it was fake funded in the last couple hours. But in the Marvel Legends community, Morg Hayes posted this graph. And he said, for those who may not know, HasLab funding numbers typically rise exponentially. Thank you.
We'll get it, buddy.
Within the final 24 hours. Many people wait until the end to fund for various legitimate reasons. It's not a conspiracy. It's not the second gunman on the grassy knoll. It's not dark money donors. It's not fake news. There's no conspiracy despite your best efforts to create one.
The funding was fixed.
And that's what I think
about that.
That's a fine point. Jeez.
That was a really good Trump. It was overshadowed by Jeremy's ass.
The same
thing is even when you say what? It got funded. Be happy it got funded.
Yeah.
It missed that second tier by like 110. So people start to wonder, well, will they go ahead but they won't do it.
It sounds like they're saying no.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're saying no.
Teach you a lesson.
I can tell you, I funded I got in the last 3 hours probably.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Giant Man. Last HasLab that happened. I didn't believe it was going to make it, so I just was like, I'll throw some money in to see what happens. And then, of course, that money came off my credit card a few hours later. But
immediately.
Yeah.
How many did you get?
I got 4. Mm. I just feel like at that price, and then for barely to fund, okay, feel me out on this. Is that going to be a rarer item? Barely funded. They needed, I don't remember how many, 10,000 backers, was it?
I can't remember.
It don't matter, regardless.
That's usually the middle of that.
So, am I just a dummy because it barely funded, so not that many people wanted it? Which way am I supposed to go?
It's going to...
Never know.
It's going to be worth something in the secondary.
You won't lose money.
Everything is. It's not going to lose money.
You might not make as much as you wanted to on them, but you're not going to lose money.
Yeah.
Depends on if it shows up and everybody thinks, oh, this is really cool.
Yeah. Nobody here at this table wants one, though, right?
I didn't know.
Yeah, but you can't really count that.
Yeah. I didn't even get a Galactus.
I've only funded 2 things, and they were both G.I. Joe from
them. Yeah. Yeah, I know it is. It's one of those things where this is. I think a lot of times too, like we've talked about already, the Hasbro haters.
I'm bitter. I didn't get my Rancor.
Oh, that still bothers me.
Where's my his tank?
G.I. Joe Classified Community. Shen Ballard posted, for all yous out there who are consistently complained, cursed.
For all yous out there.
I might have read that wrong. Not by everything Hasbro puts out, HasLab, and buy most things at a deep discount. Look what you've wrought. And
oh, that's bullshit.
It's Hasbro stock, which is at $49.30, which is, I don't really understand these numbers, but it says a negative 26%, and the line is going down.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So Hasbro's in trouble, and we might be
That doesn't mean fucking shit.
Especially right now, right?
Doesn't mean a goddamn thing.
What stock is not going down?
All you've got to do is scroll forward or backward, and you can find the opposite trend, and then screenshot that.
Yeah, they go down, they go up. Go down a little bit, go back.
You hit it right on the dot because someone did that in the comments. They actually did like Hasbro's earnings over like 2 years.
A year? Yeah.
And it was this like just drastic course.
It's all fucked up.
Yep.
Did you take that chart from Brian Brink?
The chart one, the one earlier?
The only one that we used?
Morg Hayes is who posted it. I don't know if Brian Brink posted it.
He says, hey, my chart. Awesome.
Oh, he actually created that chart? Oh, that's
good. Is he claiming to?
Wait a minute. People that watch his show are creating charts?
Our show?
Man, we're
we're
reaching all kinds of new people.
Travis is holding it the wrong way. No, Travis, turn it to the side.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Okay, hold on 1 second. I don't know who this guy is, but he doesn't have a name, and he doesn't get to take shots at me if his fucking name isn't on there.
I want to know what the shot is. What's the shot?
Pete's never seen Tombstone. I don't know why y'all are surprised that he hasn't seen other great movies or know who one of the greatest actors ever is.
Oh, accurate.
Is it just me or does their profile picture look like you?
It does. Wait, are you posting this yourself?
No.
And that's it for Toy Drama. I'm sure there was so much more that our listeners would love to talk about, but I didn't see it, so sorry.
All right. That leads us to...
Thanks, UPS guy.
Jesus. Oh, my God. His one job.
I'm sorry. I did this to him. It's my fault. I am sorry. Definitely. I'll go first.
All right, go first, buddy.
I'm going to start with the toy.
All right.
And speaking of good old Hasbro, this baby went on clearance. Or got marked down or something like that.
Gotcha.
And this is what we should have had in Thor Love and Thunder. Although I will say, Bale acted it perfectly.
Yep.
Considering what he was given to work with.
Bale did a dramatic thing in a cartoon. He couldn't help the surrounding movie was a cartoon.
Yes.
That was a really nice figure.
Oh. And I know
when those came out, I got a couple.
Yeah.
The full price.
Steve, you read this book.
Yeah.
Pete, did you read this? Did you read the God Butcher stuff? Thor?
Yes.
Just a great character.
He's a really good
character. Yes. And,
I'm not very good at this.
Just so you know, unnamed coward person, he's number 36th. On the greatest actors of all time. He's not even in the top 20.
Okay,
so
put him
lick my chocolate
the top
starfish.
Bald actors. He'll be at the top of the ball.
He's not even in top 20.
He'll be the ball.
Truth be told, I was hoping it'd be lower than that.
What
but.
Actor?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yul Brynner.
Yul Brynner.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh my God! Let's all shit on Jeremy.
I don't know who he is either.
You guys don't know who tons of actors are. Anything before 1990, you don't know.
Yeah,
because it was all black and white and fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Ten Commandments was not black and white, for
Steve,
one.
We're just kids.
You are. Well, no, you guys are just simple. You never wanted to go, hey.
It's not your fault. Yeah.
You guys never wanted to go, hey, I wonder what the old movies were like. I wonder what.
Listen, nobody calls me simple except for my mom and dad.
Repeatedly.
You like public. Y-U-L?
Yes.
Like B-R-I-N-E-R?
No.
That's not it?
Brenner?
No, Yul Brynner. He's famous for putting moisture on turkeys.
It's that guy. It's the same fucking guy. Like I said, B-R-Y-N-N-E-R. Okay. Yeah, his real name is Yuli Borosevich Brynner.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of this figure. What do you guys think?
Oh, we're still talking about that figure?
You know who played this actor really good?
Yul Brynner. Yul, what?
His voice made the movie.
Yep.
Now, this is an example for me where Hasbro did a great job. I'm not a huge fan of plastic capes anymore because of great companies like Siegesm and things like that. But this is a great figure by Hasbro. And I hate to say it, I was one of those people that hurt Hasbro's bottom line because I waited for it to go on clearance. Or on sale, whatever it was.
Oh my God, this dog is crashing and it's all your fault.
That's why when I see clearance figures, I refuse to pay the clearance price. I walk up to Target and I go, I want to pay the full price.
I want to support Hasbro.
I'm here for Hasbro. Next, this freaking thing, which I got to tell you, I absolutely love
this. Okay, so this guy's full on troll mode, and I'm starting to like him.
I was going to say, this is your thing, ain't it?
At least I'm not taking screenshots of things you post and tattling to other group admins. Welcome, no name.
I got to run into Frank and Anna in Chicago. It's probably one of the best parts about going to Chicago and another Legions Con crew, you know, people that we met along the way and get to spend a lot of time with in a couple weeks in the wonderful New Jersey. But this cup, Anna handed this to me, and I freaking just loved it.
That's so cool.
She said she wanted to. For listeners out there, it is my wife's going to kill me, a little like Tervis cup or something like that. Yeah. And it literally has the scene where Steve blows out a puff of smoke.
Thank you. Thanks.
It's so good.
Hopefully my cup. Hopefully the cup she makes, Trav. Hopefully the cup she makes me is of one from today, and I can call it my jug mug. So
I'll tell you, this thing was awesome, and she handed it to me, and I about died laughing. She said I wanted to mail it to you, but I was really worried that Heidi would
intercept it. Yeah.
And show up at my house up your and ass.
Kill me with it. So just super cool.
I think the one person Anna's afraid of.
She should be. And so Frank, who is one of the best dudes out there, and I don't know if I'm going to get these on camera to really do a good job, but Frank printed these himself and painted them. And put them in my hand as a gift. And it's a double-sided axe, a couple shoulder pauldrons with big old skulls on them, and a shield. And
skulls on all of them.
Yeah.
Beautifully painted.
Yeah, wonderful. You guys want to pass that around. I want to say that they're designed by Jason Rodriguez, but I...
So good.
And then Frank just printed them on his own, but I don't want to say that. I'm pretty sure that's right.
Side note, Ernest Vega said, four guys, one cup.
But Frank, you are you're becoming a pretty good painter, little buddy. And
it's a good try.
I just got to figure out what figure I'm going to put it on now. But I really appreciate it.
Put it on that gore figure.
Oh. If only it could. If only it could. And that's it for me.
Hot. Cody's gone.
He's out. He gone.
All right.
Of course, like after you guys.
Well, I got a few things to show off. Nothing that I actually got. Just I'm going to promote myself.
Ooh.
Is there anybody else you've ever promoted other than yourself? I mean, you did a bang up job on Plastic Crack that one time, but anything else?
Nope. Just Plastic Crack.
Wow, that was a good push.
I didn't really push. That's just what
I brought a few samples.
I ate a lot of meat last night.
Oh my God. Food was so good. Food was so good last night. Jeez.
It was all right.
Farts for those at home hear that? Did that come through?
It had to.
Mike said brought some smoked ribs that were killer. Oh, God.
Not fall off the bone good, but pretty good.
I don't think smoke ever falls off the bone.
Yeah. It should.
It should.
All right, who's next? Steve's done.
What do you got, Steven?
Thought I'd bring over some samples of what I'm going to have at the Legions Con.
Ooh. To a bunch of guys that ain't going to buy your shit. Good call.
Ooh.
Who do you know who is going to buy my shit and who isn't?
Nobody at this table is going to buy your stuff.
We're on a fucking podcast with a lot more than people.
Just post the photos on the Facebook page. No. Like a regular customizer.
No. He's like, no.
I'm going to show you some samples of things I'm going to be bringing. These will be for sale.
Not at the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me table.
No. At the Wolf King Customs table.
Yeah, show them off on the Wolf King podcast.
Jeremy might be able to put that up there in front of the camera maybe. And
oh, wow.
So, you know, maybe when you can see it, maybe just a couple. couple creep.
There we go.
Yeah, look at that. He looks all right. I can't tell. My glasses aren't on.
Who's that going on?
I don't know. Whoever buys it can put it on whatever they want.
I'm trying. I'm not really good at this. Sorry.
It's a lot harder than what people think it is. I just want people to observe this.
Well, his hands shake a lot. He's old.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
So Steve's Art and Toys, obviously, will be at the Wolf King Customs booth. I'll have some heads. I've tried to paint as many as I could. We'll see what I have.
How many? What are you up to number-wise?
It'll be around a full rack, 60-ish. I mean, I'm trying to, you know.
Other customizers are talking about 200. You're
you know
bring
what,
60?
Though? That's great. I focus on quality, all right? I don't just sit down there and sweatshop it. And just bump this shit out.
You got another one for me?
Yes, yeah, I do.
That's what Eric Miller has been accused of numerous times.
I don't think Eric Miller's bragging of 200 heads.
Yeah, you should pay better attention to his posts.
I think I did. I think he actually said he's going to have about 60.
Prices?
Prices? We'll talk. You interested?
No.
Not impressed with what I've seen so far.
Whoa!
Space Monkey here. Maybe this will go with Maybe this will go with the old Walter the Mad.
That's what I was thinking.
Orange guy. I don't know. Didn't have it to paint match that helmet, but it might work. So you know, some monkey business going on here.
Flying monkeys.
Eric Miller says he has 60 heads.
So, oh, God damn it. I just texted him and asked him. Boom. Who's got 200? Is it Caulfield?
I don't know.
Somebody we talked to was bringing 200.
Nikki?
She's not going to be there.
Nikki's not going to be there.
What?
Nope.
She done. What do these heads normally sell for?
$6.
My head? I don't know. I'm struggling with my prices this year. In the past, I've done 35.
No, Curtis, shut up.
If you had drawn attention to it, it wouldn't be going.
We'll I fucking panicked. I'm sorry.
You think you're going up from 35?
I went fucking full Heidi.
I'm kicking around. I'm kicking around 40. We'll see.
Trying
I don't
to get
know.
The light
out. He walk in there.
Eye.
I got to read the room.
He doesn't want to tell the competition right now.
Yeah, it's a very competitive thing here.
So how much do your heads usually go for? $4 less than Eric Miller.
Especially when there's 7,050 guys painting heads.
Yeah, Jesse says he's going to have close to 120.
Damn.
Yeah.
What are your prices, Jesse?
Well, yeah, but Jesse's just pencil whipping him and doesn't care about quality, obviously.
I put that extra little thingins in there, you know?
He mixes semen in with his paint.
Oh.
Nobody
That's
paints
why he's
the
only
head
got
better.
60.
Nobody paints a head better than Steve's Art and Toys. Tremendous job. Tremendous job. And I ought to know, because I paint millions and millions of heads. See?
You know better than anyone else.
I can't wait.
That's fun.
I like that one.
I like that one.
So that's just a few. I'm not going to blow my load and show everybody what I got. You're going to have to come to the Wolf King table and check out the other things I have, because that's my worst shit. All right? That right there is stuff.
No, not accurate, Jesse. That was sarcasm to make fun of Steven.
That's your worst?
This is the worst shit I painted. Wow. Thought I'd show that off. So if you want to see the good stuff,
go to Eric Miller's table.
Accurate. Then
or just shelve it.
Stop by mine.
Any
too,
of the Euro Legions guys?
Basically anyone other than
that. Wolf King.
Oh, come on.
Well, there's other people at Wolf King Customs like
yeah,
Curtis.
They're all right. You know
there's
mean?
A lot of us at Wolf King.
I wonder how much.
Neil,
I wonder how much
Curtis,
Curtis's painted nails
Lenny,
are going to go for.
Patrick. What?
Yeah, Curtis.
I'm curious
you shouldn't
how much
wash off the paint. You
Curtis
should just grow your nails out
for.
And then sell the trimmings.
Yeah.
It's
one
a custom
trimming,
fingernail.
One trimming included with every head.
Just gonna grow that fucker out. Just keep growing it out.
Yeah. It look like a coke nail.
On a serious note, I've got like 1 week left to prepare, because when the Swedes get here, nothing's getting done.
Why
so
just
I've,
make them do it.
Yeah,
I thought of that. Well, actually,
he's gonna have them too busy raking the yard.
Like, you guys are so bad at talking at the same time.
No, they never let me finish. I could have been done.
That's the shtick.
Have you ever watched It's Always Sunny, Cody?
Yeah.
There's a reason why people ever say that we remind us of them.
Yeah, I don't even know. I was trying to make a point. But yeah, hey, no big deal. Let's move on.
What point?
I don't know. Who cares? Once you ruin the momentum, which is all you guys do. If you guys were in drag racing, your guy that's drag racing, you'd be hitting the button to pull the chute as soon as he takes off.
Snore.
If you were trying to run a marathon, you'd put ankle weights on me.
Who at this table is going to run a fucking marathon?
Nobody. It's a metaphor.
I run a marathon on him.
Yeah. I mean, then you're
I don't even, I don't even run to buffet. A marathon.
You don't need ankle weights.
A marathon buffet session.
Pick it up.
There you go. Marathon.
Put slicks on.
Is that all you brought?
That's all I brought. I just wanted to show off. Hey, guys.
I brought something for everyone.
Oh, my God. He doesn't even let me finish that sentence. You're getting to be as bad as Pete. Jeremy, we had a thing. We have a thing.
Nobody listens to me.
You just gotta stop. I will have a point where I stop talking, and then you take over. Like, right. Okay, I'm going to do this right now. Go.
It's been 7 years.
Now I'm under pressure.
We're still waiting for you to stop talking.
I'm scared.
Fuck. Sometimes I wish I just did this fucking show by myself.
Yeah, we wish you that too.
Fucking much better.
What'd you get me?
I didn't get anybody's shit. What I did get was this box from Ray Boucher. It says, "Hey Jeremy, in December this comic will have its 30th anniversary. I put in copies for you four Muig Tikkum hosts, Cody, and one for Matt Rod. I hope it at least provokes a chuckle or two." So Ray went out of his way to pick me up a figure.
Ray went out of his way the other day, and I think that's pretty okay.
Hooray! So he sent me some comics.
See how annoying that is?
What figure he get you?
I'll show that.
Okay.
Too. So there you go. Oh, wait. They have our names on them. Sorry. This one's mine. Steve.
Oh.
Who's that? That Matt Rod?
Matt Rod.
Hold on to that one.
Yeah. Okay. Take that one. Here's Travis. And here's Pete. You could just put a little bit of effort in, fella. And then Cody.
Whoa.
Look at this.
Mine says to Jeremy, rock on, Ray Boucher, 93 to 2003. Zombie Man.
Zombie Man.
That's 23.
This is fun.
Mine says,
did I say
Dice?
What did I say?
2003.
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
So he's been putting this out for 30 years?
Well, I think it's an anniversary.
Wow.
I think he's still going.
I think.
It literally says, story and art by Ray.
Pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
that's awesome. For that. Where is it at?
If you open the first page.
Story and art.
It's on page one.
I was reading the big paragraph.
Mine says to Travis, stay freaky.
Ooh.
This comic is as old as Cody.
Oh.
Mine says, to Steve, I dare you to try to make a complete sentence on the podcast.
You win. Matt says to Matt Rod, let's go.
There you go. Raz World Comics. Entertainment for the demented.
Definitely going to have to check this out.
Yeah.
Very fun. Very cool. Yeah. Awesome. Very cool.
Super this is
cool.
Absolutely awesome, Ray. Thank you.
Super cool.
Oh, no. I didn't print.
But if you're looking for a guy that could help you with your art, Steve is available.
Oh, Mr. Gherkin.
I don't know. I'm not helping nobody with anything anymore.
He picked up that New Adventures Skeletor for me.
Oh,
from Master Rivers. Will you shut up?
Do you have the classics version?
I do have the classics version.
Like set them up like the original. The
he's
classics,
gonna set them on a shelf right next to all the fucking Darth Vaders. He's got.
Do you put? Is it just these on one shelf?
Just that version of Skeletor?
No. I'm sorry. Just the.
I put all the Masterverse together.
Masterverse
yes.
On yeah.
Yeah. If I put the similar ones with the similar ones, that would just drive my me insane. I don't think I could handle that. But
yeah. Yep, there you go.
Steve is definitely D. Steve is sweet D.
What? For fucking... No, I'm not. I'm the one... I'm the other guy.
You're I'm, D.
Huh? You don't get to choose who you are.
You're just D.
No. I'm the... I'm her brother.
You're D.
I'm her brother.
I don't know. That feels like Travis to me.
You're D.
No, Travis.
What? Who are we?
Travis is Charlie.
Super chat to juice Steve up.
All right, moving on.
Curtis says, art is subjective and customizers has different specialties. That said, it is a fact that Steven's flesh tones are the best in the business.
Right, like how some people would use inappropriate words, like they have grammar specialties or spelling specialties. It's a good call.
I don't know about that, but it's true.
Too late, Curtis.
The head sculpt on this is awesome.
I think the whole sculpt is probably awesome.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
I hate it, but it looks pretty good.
No, it's hard for me with the classics. It's hard for me. But that does look cool. The head sculpt
I think
looks
Masterverse
good.
Is doing a good job of, I don't know, comparing with the classics.
Really?
If I wasn't a mortgage into classics, I would have got this.
Yeah, you got it. It's a great line.
Rip it out!
You're going to break it.
Oh, if I did that, I'd be getting bitched at so hard.
I don't want to mess that up.
Because it's somebody else's toy. It's his own toy. If he breaks his own toy, who the hell cares?
No, I'm talking about making the noise. Anytime I open up on anything on this podcast... What?
Steve, we're trying to talk.
Notice how he did it off to the side, though? He didn't do it right here, like you do?
Where's his
helmet?
There you
go. Oh, in the box.
Gotta have the helmet on, at least.
Quit making noise. Hey, get the helmet out of the package.
I care. It's Skeletor. I care.
I don't.
There you go.
Not even.
It actually might look... Does his head come off? It actually might look cool on there.
Huh.
Somebody cheated.
Cheated? What do you mean?
Look at you.
I'm pissed off that you opened that package.
Are you trying to say I copied on it? That?
No, Steve, I'm not saying that at all.
Tape looks messed
it's
up.
It's totally different than that.
Well, it's got tape
it's
on
trash.
It.
Well, I mean, it's just a piece of cloth. I mean, it's a $20 figure.
Were you just touting fucking
no,
soft
no, no,
goods?
No, it is good, but... Yeah, but not that soft goods.
Well,
that's...
That looks hot. You want me to put that head on there?
This looks
Steve?
Better. This,
I don't
this,
know. I thought
this,
it might.
I would take this plastic
to.
Over that kind of soft goods.
Nobody.
Oh. Well, all right. He's naked now. There you go.
$35 at Legion's Con. Come see Wolfgang Customs.
Maybe 35. I haven't decided yet.
Eric Miller says 60, so I'd say 35 for yours is fair.
Accurate.
That looks really cool.
There you go.
I want to put that on a cosmic figure right now. Yeah. All
right. I'm going to wait to see what Eric's looks like.
That's it. That's all I brought.
I didn't bring anything.
Looks good.
Sitting on my counter at home, I forgot.
Cool, Jeremy.
So, I know.
I'm glad that you guys have that right now going on. And just walk into a store and just pick up a freaking He-Man figure.
Yeah.
Did you get that from a store?
Nope, I got it from Ray.
Oh.
Ray got it from the store.
So you got a little cock ring on there?
A little cock ring.
Brian, you got anything?
Nice cock-shaped helmet.
No.
No, nothing. Peter?
Yeah, I sent you a picture, Cody.
Really? Three tubs of toys in the car, yeah. But you know. Yep, about 100 Mythic Legions.
Ooh.
So, not a toy, and not anything that people here care about, but this is a...
Well, I'm just going to put it up your
head.
Right?
Nah!
What is that?
I was going to say it, but you were like, you interrupted me after you bitched about getting interrupted.
I'm trying to do it on purpose now.
But you're not that smart or not that witty. You're just being an asshole, and that's the difference between you and everybody else in this room.
I'm better at being an asshole than anybody else in this room.
This is a 5e compatible, basically drop-in adventure for D&D. This is all based on, like, it's a haunted carnival. So I picked it up because I've been wanting to do a little DMing and run some stuff with my group. So, yeah, pretty exciting.
So when you say drop-in... I don't know what that means.
So essentially, like, for instance, like my group now is we've been running a 2-year campaign.
Because I'm interested. So, Steve.
We've been playing the same game for 2 years. So every now and again, we'll do a side quest or we'll do something different. This is designed to be able to break up that main quest and drop something in and kind of change it up for the people in your group. Or you can run it as a standalone adventure, which is why I got it. But so
how long does this last?
It hasn't been out long enough to actually have people that have run the game say, hey, approximate time. Mm. But it's probably an 8-hour day. Gotcha. I would just based on the modules.
Hmm.
So
cool.
Well, so that was a Kickstarter that I backed shit probably a year and a half or 2 years ago.
Your credit card worked? Up.
It did. It wasn't for somebody I knew. It's
your mom's card, Steve. That's why it worked. Do you usually play 8 hours? Or do you play like 3-4, you know, 2?
We most of the time we play, yeah, 8. Wow. When we're in person. When we're online, we'll do 4 to 5. So, yeah, I bet we have, shit, we've got probably 125, 140 hours in our current.
There you go. Cool.
So, yeah.
All right.
Looks fun.
That's it then?
That's all I had, yep.
I think that's a show.
That's a show.
You guys watching Gen V?
Amanda and I binged it the other day.
Oh, you finished the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. There's a part of me that says, hey, we want to push the envelope for envelope pushing sake.
Yes. You know,
kind of try to one-up some of the things they did in The Boys.
I'm starting to get, and I haven't started this yet, and a lot of people told me I should, but I'm just
going to give your opinion if you haven't watched
something it. Something you haven't watched. Yeah, let's bitch about it and haven't watched it.
To hear your opinion on it.
With The Boys itself, I'm starting to feel like it's just like shock value.
You're trying too hard.
Yeah.
That's what the whole thing is based on.
Yeah, but
I mean,
you know.
The first episode of The Boys was like, holy fuck, within the first like couple of minutes.
I know, I'm just saying it gets tiring to me. I'm not saying anything about you guys. You don't need to get defensive because you like it.
Don't tell me
you don't need
what
to get defensive.
I need to
don't
do.
Tell me I don't need to get defensive.
About the you want to get watched.
Yeah.
The story in Gen V is good.
Talking here because it's a podcast.
And it left you hanging, and that's cool. I like that. Like I said, we enjoyed it, mm-hmm. but it also wasn't like, oh my God. You know, it wasn't
no,
like,
it was very entertaining.
It wasn't like season 14 of The Walking Dead where I was just like over the moon because it was fantastic. You know what I mean?
Is this an original? Because obviously the show was based on the comics.
Yeah, this is
original.
This
all original?
This is basically at the college that the Supes go to.
This wasn't.
No. Not that I'm aware of.
So, the original show of The Boys, they're based on the comic from what I gather. Mm-hmm. All the shock stuff is in the comic, but this one, like I said, they're just trying to overdo it. Mm-hmm. And it's new, so it looks good.
Pretty good. I like it.
It's entertaining.
Well, we enjoyed it.
I am sick. You like
sick. Yeah. We watched the entire thing in 2 settings.
How many episodes are there?
6.
Okay.
And they're like max 45.
Well,
somewhere
Seems like Cody was saying at the beginning they were 45 minutes plus, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden
Yeah, but they come back up. I think the season finale is like 48.
Okay.
But yeah.
Pretty awesome.
I still got a few to watch, but I have really enjoyed it so far.
Yeah.
But I'm sick.
I love it.
Same. Yeah. And it's the there's penis.
So now, penis Steve, like you that. Have to watch.
Yes.
There's not exploding penises.
Steve, did you read the comic?
No.
Okay.
I looked through it.
It is getting close. He's getting there.
I will say that
filled
if
his
you...
piss jug.
I mean, like I seen. The comic is amped up even from the show.
But it is this
it is this thing where, like, when you tell people you like the boys, they either go, me too, or they're like, there's something wrong with you. Like, and it, I do feel like it is that kind
of
thing.
I liked it in the beginning. I'm just getting a little bit...
desensitized?
No, it's just like, oh, we're going to have this giant cock, but next season we're going to have an even bigger cock. And well, it's, you know,
but,
it's,
but see, that's the thing. Like, you're not creative enough to realize that this time around, they're like, no, no giant cocks, just really tiny people.
Yes.
I just love her power set and how she does it. And oh, I like all that
stuff. Strong female lead? Haven't seen one of those.
It definitely has strong female lead.
Yeah, and yeah, guess what? Guess what, Steve? The one he's talking about isn't even the strong female lead. So... it's actually another one. Oh, and she's also black, so you'll definitely have a fucking stroke trying to watch it. but there was some great story twists.
Why do you say that stuff?
He's like, that's not
true. Because that just tells you everybody what your entire personality is.
So you're telling everybody that I'm a racist?
A misogynist, yes. Not necessarily a racist.
You just said I would get pissed if the person was black.
No, you get pissed said, because it's minority that? Things that you don't typically like. I was mm-hmm. saying you're doubled down on it because you're already pissed it's a female lead. It's actually mm-hmm. two female leads. And then I doubled down on it because that's how like humor a lot of times works, mm. is once you get to the edge, you take one step further. Mm. And that's what I did just then and there. Okay. So,
well, now that you've explained it to everybody.
I honestly, our listeners would probably prefer that you were a racist over a dog fucker, but that's neither here nor there. So, but no, the writing, the twists, and some of the surprises, they did a really good job with. Like, there was some stuff that I didn't see coming, and we've talked at this table more than once, where you're like, oh yeah, I saw that coming, oh yeah, I saw that coming. I didn't see this coming, and I feel like I don't get surprised much anymore, and they did that, so good for them on the writing side.
And cameos from people from The Boys for
kind of
here and there,
yeah,
just enough to keep it.
My Amanda was wondering if there would have been different cameos had we not been dealing with the strike,
right? Yeah.
And oh. but I told her, I said, I'm not sure, I think that kind of wrapped before the strike
probably,
hit,
yeah.
by the, you know, with the way it's out. But I thought, because she's like, you know, you don't, there's certain characters you don't see and you think that they would have done something with.
Yeah.
But I said the other side of it too is maybe they intentionally did that to not take the light off of what was going on here by dropping in a huge name character.
They can always use them later too.
Right.
I just want everybody to know that I sat out the fire 20 minutes last night with Vernetta.
I stand corrected. You're right.
And we had a nice conversation, though.
She's nice to conversate.
Super chat.
Curtis, he says, plug, tonight on Shooting the Shelf, we have the distinct privilege to bring you a discussion with our special guest, Jeremy DeWitt. I mean, Jeremy Gerard. Jeremy Gerard.
That's probably going to be a fun episode.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll be a good time.
You're so positive.
Well, I love all those
guys. That wasn't me, like, dissing.
I agree, man. I love most of those guys. I love Jesse, and I love Gerard, and I...
Anybody with a G in their name is awesome.
Well, is there going to be an episode next week?
No.
I don't think there will be one on Sunday. There possibly could be one later. Okay. Because, well,
They're in town. You got to get them. You got to sit down.
Yeah. We'll see.
I mean, they're flying across the world to see us.
Yes. They technically are.
One of them's flying across the world to sell $9,000 worth of customs, but he's going to see us as well.
But he's stopping in Newark, and then flying here. That
to,
part of the trip
to get
is
in a vehicle with us and drive
us.
Back.
Yes. They are
not in my vehicle, though, because Steve is so intimidated by my personality, he broke the vehicles apart as to not be overshadowed by my friendship. So...
No, I want to do more than fucking listen to your stupid ska music.
I play music too, you bastard.
And listen to you talk up there and fucking get up on people's asses and slam the brakes and fucking take off and swerve over here and then fuck with the stereo a little bit and then start singing lyrics. Like, I'm like, why do you know these lyrics? You shouldn't know these lyrics. You've got too much important shit to do than memorize all these stupid fucking lyrics to songs nobody even knows.
Steve, I don't have to know that much to be successful in my career.
Lefty, loosey, righty, tighty to open a fire hydrant. Nope, that's you. Never mind. I do have real important shit to remember. You're right.
Do you think that he starts talking and your butthole starts?
Yeah, it starts to like fluctuate. Yeah. It
starts to have a little quiver.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you guys watching Loki?
What?
Loki? Anybody watching Loki?
No, I don't want to watch Loki. Isn't Loki a girl now?
Oh, I will.
One of the Lokis.
I'm gonna binge.
Isn't Loki a black girl now?
Or frog?
I'm gonna binge watch that thing soon.
Tune in to 9.5. Wrapping it up.
Six
special guests: Kyle Moore, Brian Nolan, the ever beautiful Nicole sitting behind us, Cody in the booth, Cody in the booth. So,
thank God.
Yeah.
Wait till you walk out of this room.
She's been unconscious for 14 minutes because of Jeremy's ass gas.
It's cold outside.
We'll see you guys eventually.